This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 30th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. White House defends Maha report. Funding for human bird flu vaccine halted. Tariffs back on for now. White House dismisses errors in Maha report citations. The White House is downplaying a report that found problems with dozens of citations in the Make America Healthy Again Commission report. On Thursday, Notice reported that at least seven cited sources did not exist. Dozens of other citations had other issues like incorrect authors and broken links, while others cited studies that were mischaracterized. When asked about the story during a press briefing, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said there were, quote, formatting issues that are being addressed, but they should not detract from the report's substance. Callie Means, a special advisor to the White House and a key figure in the Maha movement, echoed Leavitt's defense, but said on social media that the formatting errors had been corrected. The Maha report's underlying data and conclusions are correct, Means wrote on X. It's telling that the critics of this groundbreaking report don't want to engage with the substance. Take note, while not an erroneous citation, the report does refer to a Foundation for Government Accountability estimate on expected spending by SNAP participants on sugar-sweetened beverages in FY 2025. FGA's affiliated lobbying arm has long backed efforts to cut back on SNAP and Medicaid at the state level. Recently, the group has reported backed state bills that would restrict purchases of soft drinks through SNAP. Citing FGA, the commission report states that, quote, by one estimate, nearly twice as much will be spent by SNAP on ultra-processed foods and sugar-sweetened beverages, $21 billion, compared to fruits and vegetables at $11 billion in FY 2025. The FGA analysis cited by the Maha report came up with that estimate using USDA data and the author's calculations. The Maha report also cites USDA analysis on SNAP spending that was published in 2016 and uses purchasing data from 2011. USDA data shows that soft drinks were the top commodity purchased by SNAP households, making up about 5.44% of expenditures. However, USDA also noted it could not separate out purchases made with the SNAP EBT card from purchases using other payment methods. A new day and a new tariff regime. The Trump administration snatched a victory from the jaws of defeat yesterday when it secured a court decision allowing its, quote, Liberation Day tariffs to remain in place. The legal fight over tariffs is by no means over, but the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals stayed a decision the day before the U.S. Court of International Trade. The trade court had enjoined implementation of 10% global tariffs and higher tariffs on China, Canada, and Mexico. At issue is Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act to impose the tariffs. The trade court said IEEPA doesn't give Trump unbounded authority to impose duties on other countries. The issue is likely to wind up being decided by the Supreme Court, which could be the final stop after the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which has jurisdiction over international trade cases. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Where's the USDA Ag Trade Forecast? U.S. Department of Agriculture failed to release its quarterly agriculture trade outlook as scheduled yesterday afternoon. A statement from the department's press office said the forecast was still, quote, under final review. In February, the USDA estimated the ag trade deficit would reach $49 billion in FY 2025. USDA releases ELRP payments. USDA is releasing $1 billion in emergency livestock relief program payments for 2023 and 2024. The funding comes from the American Relief Act, passed in December, and will be used to compensate producers for grazing losses due to drought and wildfire events. According to a press release, payments will be factored at 35% due to expected high demand. The agency may issue a second payment if additional funds remain. Take note, producers who had already had livestock forage disaster program applications approved for 2023 and 24 will have their payments automatically issued. There is more. USDA will announce ELRP assistance for flooding and other losses later this summer, according to the release. HHS cancels $766 million for human avian flu vaccine. The Department of Health and Human Services has canceled about $766 million in contracts to Moderna for development of a human avian flu vaccine. The company announced the cancellation Wednesday in a news release touting results of trials for its vaccine. The termination of the HHS funding adds uncertainty to the vaccine's development, said Moderna CEO Stefani Bansal. However, he added, quote, we are pleased by the robust immune response and safety profile observed in this interim analysis of the phase 1-2 study of our H5 avian flu vaccine, and we will explore alternative paths forward for the program. The likely reason for the cancellation is Moderna's use of mRNA technology, which has been in the crosshairs of the Trump administration, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in particular. KFF Health News reported in March that officials at the National Institutes of Health had advised grant applicants to scrub any mentions of mRNA technology from applications. In its release, Moderna said, quote, these clinical data in pandemic influenza underscore the critical role of mRNA technology has played as countermeasure to emerging health threats. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 30th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Galley.